Bring it on! Welcome to Girls Gone Gritty.
I'm Farley Boyle.
I'm Darian Boyle.
And I'm Jennifer Berenius.
Collectively, we're two sister-in-laws with our bestie.
We don't just talk, we do it. Day, night, mountain, beach, and city.
Get ready as we bring gratitude and attitude to everything we do.
We jump in head first, unafraid, and we're all in all the time.
We bring it on and get it on each week, diving deep into authentic, unscripted conversations
on just about everything.
So, let's get gritty! Bring it on! Hi, welcome to Girls Gone Gritty, and it is March Madness, and we are absolutely mad about Caitlin Clark like everybody else in the world is, because she is paving the way for women's sports.
Absolutely. I mean, I it's just been unbelievable to watch the last few weeks of not only the men's division, who's, you know, obviously been around forever, and I remember watching it as a young kid, but now, like, the women are as impactful, and you're getting as much press and probably even more enjoyment of watching the game. And maybe that's just because I'm female, but it's just such a, it's just so amazing to watch these matchups that we're having seen here the whole month of March.
She has been supercharged. I was watching it with watching a game last night with my daughter and my husband, and it's till she came around that I got interested in it. It was like, wait, this girl is phenomenal. She's supercharged. Her deep threes are next level. She basically walks into the court and from the logo is draining buckets. And I have my daughter who's sitting there, and I'm like, Dee Dee, if you want to play hoops, aside from playing like your cousin Abby, watch this girl throw a basketball. Like, watch her game. And she gets a ton of assists as well. So she's a super team player. And it started from when she was young.
Oh, she leads in every single freaking stat. I mean, if she is, she's like known for triple doubles, which is so hard to do. And that's like rebounds and assists and points, or you could even consider blocks and rebounds and points. I mean, she is just a stat leader, but beyond a stat leader, she's like an icon. And what she's doing for women's sports in general, I mean, she is revenuing like $3.1 million in NILs right now. And last year, you know, Angel Reese was no slouch, and she was tipping the scales at like $1.3 million. But, you know, it's just, it's groundbreaking. And I have three ballers. I have three lax players, but they all played basketball. And, you know, my husband is a very, he is just a pro male athletic dude. Although he's got three girls that are super tomboys and they play every sport. He is setting his watch to watch, you know, Iowa play. I mean, they are selling out venues. They are selling out away games. They're selling out home games. You know, they're tipping the scales with the most, you know, the biggest viewership that women have ever had in sports. You know, last year it was like 9.9 million viewers on ESPN, and they think, they are predicting that the games this weekend will take things to this, you know, out of the stratosphere. So I am so excited because you see this movement, and it's not just in basketball. You know, it's also in women's volleyball. I mean, we watched volleyball, indoor volleyball, all season long, and they're not in thongs, you know? They're actually in briefs and spandex pants. So, you know, they're leaving a little to the imagination. I played indoor volleyball in college too, and I'm so psyched to see the growth of this sport because it deserves it. And, you know, Dee, talk to us about skiing.
So Farley, in regards to skiing, yes, you have some of the top female skiers that are setting the stage. Right now you have Michaela Schifrin, who is arguably one of the best World Cup skiers. She just won 97 World Cups, and she would have gone over 100 had she not been injured. But she had her injury, and she came back at the end of the season to dominate. She is the epitome of perfection as far as who you would want your daughters to basically resemble. I want her to be the role model for my daughter and for all the kids out there, as she is. She is incredible. She has passion for sports. She works hard. She skis hard. She overcomes adversity. She's fierce. She doesn't give up. And she's defying the odds. And she's just a good, good role model for all the kids out there. And right there, you have a woman who is beating the men and getting all this recognition, pushing and paving the way for women's sports.
It's so great to watch. And it's just so interesting. Like, we were talking a little bit about it, and it feels like it's here and now, but like, let's not forget that, like, this has been an evolution of what's happened with women emerging onto everything. If we talk about basketball specifically, when we were thinking about it, when I had said to Farley at one point, I said, well, it's just recently that we're able, NCAA is able to use March Madness. That just happened. If we rewind a little bit back in 2021, in the middle of the pandemic, there were a lot of things that were disparate with the men and the women. And for those of you that don't remember, there was a TikTok video that went completely viral where they were in Texas. The women were in Texas,
San Antonio,
and they were showing the locker room that the women were given, which was a rack of weights. And the men were like, had this sprawling facility. And then scratched the surface a little bit more, there was a disparity of like what they were received in their goodie bags and what the food looked like. And even their ability to use, again, March Madness was in question. And then they did a big whole, like, you know, gender equality survey that like has brought us into the present moment. So it's people speaking up. It's women that are not only stepping out on the court, the field, the slopes, that are showing and demonstrating that they can keep up and play the game, but they are also making it interesting and fun and enjoyable because they're making the balance of the genders a little bit more.
We are worthy. I mean, hello. Like,
absolutely.
The narrative is changing because of phenomenal athletes, but let's like not dumb things down. There's always been phenomenal female athletes.
1,000%.
I mean, finally we're highlighting some of them. And there happens to be some really unbelievable mentors out there for the youth of today. Like, you know, all my daughters are like looking at lacrosse. That's our realm right now. And you've got Izzy Skein and Charlotte North, who are becoming household names if you watch lacrosse. It's not just Paul Rabel anymore. It's, you know, there's women. And they are the Twerton winners. And that's like the Heisman Trophy of lacrosse. And you are just blindsided by these chicks that are coming back from ACL injuries. I mean, Izzy Skein came back from an ACL injury. And she is crushing it. What you just said about, you know, Mikayla Shiffrin.
Women, they're going full throttle. They get hurt. They come back. I mean, my whole life, I have broken over 70 bones. You're racing the highest level. You get injured. And it's just part of the game. It's not like, oh, I broke a nail or I jammed a finger. No, I broke a tibia plateau, C4-5 fusion. Girls and boys are blowing out their ACLs left and right.
Are girls blowing out their ACLs more than boys? Because I hear 24-7 about chicks.
Yes.
I've blown mine out 3 times, just so that the average viewer understands that, you know, the third time was the charm, I hope.
I know, but it's because we're always trying to have fun together, Far. We always get hurt. But, you know, with all these injuries, it's the mindset of, okay, I'm going to come back from this and I'm going to be stronger and better. And I think women are way better at that, to just like
higher look pain at thresholds.
Way higher pain thresholds. Are you
this
kidding?
This is why we give birth. Which should be also an Olympic sport.
1,000%.
No, but that's, you look at these women who are kind of pioneers in their sport. Look at Danica Patrick.
You have the Williams sisters, Venus and Serena.
Two black girls coming into a white dominated sport. And here they go, and they're blowing the roof off, and they're crushing these women.
Oh, they changed the landscape.
They're changing the landscape forever. And I'll tell you a story of when I was racing. We had X Games, and then you had the Gravity Games, which came, and it was NBC's sports version of like action sports, gear cross, border cross, slope
extreme.
Style, etc. Extreme. So we were at the event, we're all training, gear cross, and then
the Gravity Games decided that they were only going to have a men's division, and all the women were okay with it. They were in. They came to me and I said, absolutely not. I am not going to compete against Kent Kreitler, against Shane, or any of these high level men.
You physically can't compete against a male. The top girl, top male, they're two different makeups. So I said, I'm not going to do it. People were pissed. I said, come up with a female division. And then it's coming closer to the race. I mean, people were mad. They're like, we want to race. I said, I don't want to race. You're going to get hurt. And what happened?
So they came up with a women's division for skier cross, and it actually had a purse.
Now, it wasn't the $10,000 prize that the guys were getting, but it's set the stage for the future. So now there's a women's division. Next year, yeah, now there's more prize money. And the reason there wasn't prize money is because it's all about viewership. And it comes down to back to the basketball. I mean, in
well, that's going to be out the door.
Yeah, but in 1980, the NBA was struggling. They were on the verge of bankruptcy. And then all of a sudden, here comes two like amateurs, and you have Magic and Larry, these two guys, white guy, black guy, that completely changed the NBA. All of a sudden, there's viewership. And with viewerships come sponsors. And with sponsors, you're able to pay the athletes what they want.
Right now,
which has
become a problem for these boys, these men. That's
right.
The problem with the, you know, like the NBA has gotten to the point where it's like a joke. I mean, these guys don't want to play because they're not making $25 million in their first, you know, contract signing. So it's gotten a little out of control. And a lot of people are pushing back, which I think is another reason that women's basketball is blowing up even more. You know, they're not protesting. They're not expecting, you know, I think they make $100,000 when they go to the NBA. And let's be real, the WNBA is not, you know, generating revenue. It's actually losing revenue because we don't have all the things that you just talked about. But like the NBA has become like a globetrotter fest. It's not even fun to watch. People get all upset and crazed and throw temper tantrums and sit down when the national anthem's being played. And I don't know. It's just they've lost their minds.
Well, it is one thing, though, that I do like the fact that, and again, it's in the same time frame to bring it back to college sports, because obviously the professional athletes are in a whole different bucket and they can make choices to play or not play. And they're in a whole different echelon. But I do love the fact that we're talking in the same timeline. And I know Farley's daughters are being affected by this. And it's amazing is the NIL. I mean, that's just happened since 2019. Like, for those of you that may not know that term, it's national image and likeness, name, image, and likeness, not national,
name image and likeness.
And it literally occurred because a couple of people banded together and they're like, yeah, right, we might get injured. And I'm making all this money, the Christian Leitners of like the world that like didn't make it past things. They had an incredible career and everybody knew their name. And then you weren't able to capitalize it because the NCAA pushed back on it a lot. So, you know, the states came through and, you know, back in like 2020, Georgia was one of the first states, then Florida. I think there were like five or six states.
The law was passed in 2020.
Yeah, but the movement started in 2019 with different states.
But money. I'm saying like, you know.
Yeah,
like,
where you actually could use it. But I'm saying the progression was not an immediate like the NCAA pushed back on it. The states wanted it. The NCAA was like, maybe not. And it went to the Supreme Court before that 2021 ruling. So it's now like you're seeing again going, making this back about like the women's sports. I mean, let's be honest. How many more female models do you know? How many more females represent a brand, right? When it comes to selling and branding something. So now you have these women that are able to perform on the stage, you know, of their athletic career, and then be able to take their name, image, and likeness and be able to put that, you know, on State Farm or, you know, Dove or whatever it is. And they're able to make money when they are making their mark. And if that continues because of who they are, then that's amazing. But like, I think that like between the NCAA rebranding and changing the rules to make it more equitable, and then the NIL, like those two things are so recent that Caitlin Clark couldn't have come at a more opportune time.
She's
to capitalize on the momentum swing of many other people that came before her. So, you know, she's an empowering person, but there are so many other women that came before. And again, to remind you, suffrage, 1919 was the first time women were able to vote. So it's not that long ago that we just really stepped onto the global stage, even from a female. And Title IX that made everything equitable was 1972. So like, it's just now we've like got really great momentum, and I'm really excited for the next generation of athletes as to what they'll be able to do to really make those playing field is a little bit more level.
As of mid-February, 39 states have passed currently previously proposed or plan to propose an NIL legislation. So, I mean, it's growing. And, you know, one of my daughters, Chase, when she first went off to college, she got an NIL deal as soon as she went there. It was 2021. She actually shot a lacrosse stick commercial and she was paid for it. And it was an amazing situation. And she had just come off of like winning, you know, the senior MVP Under Armour award. So it's I'm very excited because I'm a part of this movement. I've got three kids playing D1 lacrosse, and I see that like lacrosse is being it's actually happening in the Olympics in 2028. So, you know, everybody is looking at their opportunities and they could be contenders, and accolades matter. And, you know, the trajectory of like kind of things that happen in your high school / college career tee you up for, you know, a national team invitation to, you know, try out, and or the Olympics, you get the nod to try out. I mean, it's crazy. Good things are happening. Money is being made. But, you know, the problem is like even in men's basketball in college, they only have to play 1 year and then they can, you know, go off to the NBA. So it's sad because you start to really like a player at a, on a college team, and before you know it, he's gone. And the chemistry of the team has changed, you know. So it would be actually so nice to see what these basketball players, what these guys could do in their college careers. And just imagine where they would enter the stage as professional athletes if they had 4 years. It's like, why rush it? I understand that money, same thing with like the NFL. I mean, the drafts, all these things. It's just, it's, I think, robbing people of 4 years of camaraderie and college that you can't ever go back and do again.
But it's all about the money. It's money grabs for everything. But you look at the WNBA, and over the next couple of years, that will get viewerships because you have Angel Reese, you have Caitlin, you have Paige, Buckets, Bukers. So all of a sudden, the seats will be filled because they're bringing it. They're trash talking. They're grandstanding. They're not holding anything back at a college level. Sports have changed. They've become rougher. The rules have changed. That, you know, it used to be lacrosse. You have your little bubble around your head, and oh, you can't go near the bubble. I mean, that's how far back I'm dating myself. And now it's like these girls are lighting each other up, and it's more exciting to watch. They changed the rules for hockey. Make the game go faster, and all of a sudden it had more viewerships.
Women don't wear helmets and they get checked 24/7. I mean, the girls, their goggles come off their face all the time. Yeah. My kids'
Which
arms are black and blue. Their fingers have been checked. They have like literally black and blue fingernails. They have scabs everywhere. I mean, it is a hard sport. We're not wearing pads. We're not putting on helmets. You know, we're taking our lumps. And, you know, same thing in basketball. Everybody is just elevating their game. And finally, women are getting, you know, some attention. And like I said to Pat, I said, wow, the WNBA is going to have like crazy viewership now. And he goes, listen, he goes, Caitlin Clark, he's like, no disrespect to her. She's phenomenal. But there are phenomenal women players already in the WNBA.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
yeah.
You know, it's like I said, is she just going to, you know, like light it up and be like the best of the best? And he's like, she's got a lot of work to do. He's like, there are unbelievable women WNBA players.
But don't you think, though, I also think it's at the I actually really prefer to watch college sometimes because it is
real.
I feel more authentic and raw and gritty and everything that like we love. And you don't know where like the underdog's going to come from. It's not like I feel like when you watch some of the, especially basketball, and I love basketball on a professional level, it looks too curated. It looks too orchestrated. Like you know that people are going to back off because they know somebody's coming up. Like when you're in the collegiate level, it just feels like the gloves are off and you just don't know. Any given Sunday is like for real. And I feel like the professional sports almost everywhere. I mean, I stopped going to baseball games for the same, like it's about the money. It's about somebody being the superstar, and it just doesn't feel that way when you get to the college
organic,
level.
It's raw. It's authentic. It's happening right before your very eyes. I mean, it's unbelievable. And yes, you know, there is a carrot dangled. If you're a phenomenal college athlete and there's like a pro afterlife, then you're doing everything that you can do, you know, to get that big golden carrot. But it really is the real deal. You're watching real athletes elevate their games and become superstars. And it's exciting and fascinating, and it's a culture changer. And right now, Caitlin Clark is a cultural phenomenon. And everybody, men and women, are setting their watches to watch her perform, which is so spectacular. And I never really thought I would see it with some of the men that I'm in the company of. And, you know, like they're just as into it as the women are. And I am actually really excited. I'm psyched that they're a part of March Madness. I'm psyched that they're in like primetime viewership. I'm psyched that they're, you know, like maybe alternating days, but everybody like this weekend, there is going to be basketball on all weekend. And it's not just men's, it's women's. Like we're in it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We're in it. It's like it's all the sports out there. We've always been in it. But now let's get the other people. But you look at surfing, how it's emerged. All of a sudden they have the Mavericks big wave contest. There's women out there. Women are surfing Portugal. Women are surfing Jaws. They're going big. I mean, I'm old. I'm one of the pioneers in free skiing. And things we did when I was there, no girls did it. There was just a handful of us that kind of set the stage. We're like, all right, no one skied that line ever. Let's go try to ski it. And then the next year, a girl said, oh, I saw Darian skiing that line. I'm going to go drop it. Oh, I saw this in this movie, that line was there. So it's just the progression of women and sports and success and actually getting the respect from sponsors that are helping pave the way and other people that are out there like enjoying it and pushing.
Can we just talk about Bethany Hamilton, please?
Oh, my God.
I mean, are you kidding? Here is my like oldest child's idol. Okay. She has her arm eaten by a shark. Okay. Her arm is gone and she
tiger
is
shark.
Professional surfer, by the way. Professional surfer.
I mean, she is by far and away, like I think about her and I mean, what a role model. You know, and somebody that never had a pity party and went out there and put a smile on her face and got back in the water and helps everybody that comes into her world. And, you know, I think that there are some real female role models out there that are just not only crushing it, changing the landscape. And Bethany Hamilton changed the landscape. So the fact that we're having this conversation right now and it's so relevant, we do have to go back to some of the original OG grit makers because there are a lot of them. And she just came to mind when you were talking about surfing because she just blew everybody's mind.
I still can't watch the movie. It's too close to home. We were out filming a TV show and it was right there. She was actually filming her movie and we saw her filming. And we were supposed to go surfing that day. I'm like, oh, you got to paddle out, not think about it. Keep moving. Because she literally was in quiet and her arm got eaten by a shark. But I haven't seen it. It's like watching Jaws. I'm scarred for life from that movie.
It's a phenomenal movie.
It's a phenomenal movie.
I took my girls to see that movie. And Mackenzie Boyle, okay, my oldest daughter, who is now 22, wrote her a letter after seeing the movie and said, you are my idol. And what's your favorite color? And what do you do when you're not in the water surfing? And just wrote this cute, unbelievable letter from like, I think she was in seventh grade. I have to remember. That unbelievable human wrote my daughter back. And it absolutely landed in my kid's mailbox on her birthday. Now, Mackenzie did share with her birthday and her favorite colors and all of her hobbies and her favorite song. And she wrote back and she answered every single one of Mackenzie's questions. And not only did it land in our mailbox on her birthday, she said her favorite color was the rainbow. That's what Bethany, and she had three autographed signed inserts from a magazine that she had pulled out of her, you know, like surfing and shredding and doing what she did best before she lost her arm. And then after she lost her arm, still doing exactly what she does her best. And Mackenzie still says to this day that that's her icon. That's her favorite human.
I love it. And that shows good sportsmanship. That shows loving what you do.
That shows everything. She was chosen to unfortunately be that person. But, you know, like Caitlin Clark has chosen to be that person. You know, I look at Paige Buchers. I mean, she blew out her ACL. She lost 2 years of her career at UConn. And she's coming back with a vengeance and is, you know, going to be on the highest stage performing. I mean, these chicks are are just grit makers times a thousand.
Yeah. I mean, the things that come to mind with that is like positive peer pressure. Like we've talked so much about like the negativity of things that are happening, and it's so good when you feel like you have these people that personify, you know, at one point they were interviewing Caitlin and they were talking about the rivalry and does she hold a grudge? And she's like, I'm a competitor. They're a competitor. Like we're just all trying to be out here and we're all trying to do our best and show up and win. And I have the utmost respect for everybody that I go against.
Totally.
And that's the humans that we want to raise. Like, and we talked about it in an earlier episode. If you want to go back to, I think it's episode 3, that talks about like how sports translate on and off the field. And this is what we're talking about. Like the way that you show up and the way that she's showing up is going to inspire both a generation of women to be like, you know what? I can do that. You know what? I care so much about whatever it is. It can be a sport. It could be a movement. It can be anything. It can be a career. And I'm going to do something that's going to shift the needle. And that's why this is so important right now. That's why the needle is being shifted in a way that is going to put like all of female power on the map. And we know we're a force and we're proving it each day.
And we're going to keep proving it. We're going to keep going bigger, going stronger. And technology helps out with that as far as equipment, at least in the skiing, surfing world. And auto racing, we know much more. And women are psyched. They're being accepted by sponsors. And we are filling seats. We are getting viewers. And getting viewers equals making money.
10 million viewers last year watched men's match March Madness, and 9.2 million viewers last year watched actually 9.9 million viewers watched the championship game. And that was last year. We're not there yet. I mean, we are blowing the door off of Coliseums. We're blowing the roof off. It's so exciting. I just can't wait to see, like, you know, how much this changes the landscape for the future. Right now, you know, the sky's the limit.
And sports are fun. And that's the other piece of this. Let's be honest. Like watching two fierce competitors, no matter what their gender is, which is a little like nod to something coming. You know, let's talk about just, you know, having a level playing field where you're so psyched about what's going to be unscripted and what's going to unfold, and watching the story that you'll be able to talk to your friends about and you know what that means for you and how you impact how watching what unfolds on the court, on the field, on the slope, whatever it is, again, how I change because of that, right? And that's really what we want. We want to be better human because we watch somebody, you know, rise from the ashes and reinvent themselves or be a really amazing athlete that wins with humility and grace. Like those are the human beings that we want to be, right?
How about Loyola Lax is kicking butt right now? I'm just going to brag right here because I think we're 8th in the nation. We just suffered a little bit of a loss, you know, to Syracuse, but whatever. We pick ourselves up.
It was a great game.
It was an amazing game, but they are raising money for a nicer locker room, weight room right now. Now, the Loyola women's lacrosse team crushes it. Okay. Every year they are top 10. They're better than the men's program there, but the men's program got a new locker room.
And,
you know, yes, they do use the same weight room, but this is the problem. You know, Jacksonville Lacrosse, JU, finally, we have the JLC, and it is a big, beautiful facility for men's and women, and it's equal. The men's locker room might be bigger because they have a bigger roster, but the women's locker room is very nice and equal. But the bottom line is, even at Ohio State, where my other daughter is going to play lacrosse next year, it is shared athletic resources and space. You know, thank God thankfully for Title IX, these kids, men and women, are eating the same quality of food in facilities that are geared towards athletes. They have basically the same reach. If they're sponsored by Nike or they're sponsored by Under Armour, they're getting the same amount of gear now. So, you know, the playing field is starting to level out, but we still have a long way to go.
When I skied for all my sponsors back in the day, I was lucky enough because I was always the only girl with 4 guys on my team. I got the same amount as the guys. They would send me although the same size skis and everything else. So I always had to, you know, ski above what I should be skiing, but whatever. I just straight lined it. But I was lucky back in the day. And now as women have progressed with sports, everything's kind of shifted that, oh, you get one pair of goggles and one pair of skis. We need to bring that back for the ski world. And that all comes with sponsors and viewership. And I see all these sports like lacrosse. Soccer's always been there, but lacrosse, for instance, and it's volleyball. They were never mainstream sports. So now they have the recognition that they are getting sponsors. And that's the thing, that money will come when you fill seats. Money will come when you have more athletes out there. And it's happening right in front of our eyes.
Also, in volleyball, the Wisconsin-Minnesota women's volleyball game last year was the most watched event on Fox with 1 million viewers. So, you know, even college volleyball is taken off.
And
money
super
will come
exciting.
When girls are in bathing suits on the sidelines, you know, playing beach volleyball. I mean, you know, we don't have to sexualize ourselves is what we're saying.
No,
like,
definitely not.
We are getting mud on our face and we are playing tough and we deserve respect because of the grit that we have. And, you know, not having to over-sexualize ourselves to get viewership is what I'm proud of the most.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not watching Caitlin Clark right now because she's showing cleavage and, you know, she's wearing a thong. They're watching her because she's crushing it. And she's a fantastic role model for not just female up-and-coming basketball players, for female athletes across the world.
Right. So. And let's also remember that, like, again, where we started with this segment a little bit about how the NCAA has changed so much and the people that came beforehand. When you see an inequity, right, be courageous in raising your hand and asking why. I mean, that's the other narrative that, you know, we want to empower our kids and our fellow people with. Like, you know, if you feel like something's unfair, listen, the world's unfair. I'm not saying everybody gets a medal. But if there's a real inequity and you feel like, hey, wait a minute, time out. Like, why is it this way for this and that way for that? That's the whole reason why we are where we are. Somebody had to take a stand and say, no, we don't have viewership because you didn't put us on ESPN at prime time. So how do I get the viewers if I don't have the audience? Like, it's also a healthy balance of like what you're offering. So, you know, I would like to say to all the young women out there, like, if you see things and you're like, wait a minute, why are the boys being treated differently than the girls? Or why, you know,
calling all legal eagles,
yeah.
any attorneys, any female badass attorneys that want to, you know, I don't know, raise some questions, some questions.
You also, if you want people to come to the arena, the game's got to be good. Come on, WNBA is not that exciting. So I wouldn't want to waste time watching it. I don't but I'll watch college because I love these new players. I love these superstars that are standing out and it's grabbing my attention. So you make a women's sport more exciting and it's something you want to watch. You want to watch them getting gritty and beating each other up. That will fill stands. And that's, I mean, I say it just for me. I mean, I'm a female athlete. Some of it is really boring.
Yeah, but so is the NBA. So there's that. Like, I actually feel like the WNBA and the NBA, they both kind of are like sucking wind right now because it's just, you know, it's not a fun game. Like, to me, and I love basketball. The March Madness and any college game is such a better game to watch.
I agree.
Than what's happening on the professional level. Like, it's an unfortunate reality. But, you know, That's why we're watching.
I love Kobe. I love, you know, when you look back at some...
Oh, poor Kobe.
I know. You know what? I mean, truly, like, you know, his Mamba, he's got words to live by. There are some incredible...
Oh, Jordan.
I mean yes.
We could start peeling
them off. Earth-shattering NBA players that... we all love, okay? I do love the NBA. I just think that they have behaved poorly in the last several years and they've kicked themselves in the ass and that's why people aren't watching them. You know, they want more money, they throw tantrums. They're politically not even like as Americana as they should be. You know, I just don't think politics should ever cross the court or the playing field. I think you should kind of keep, you know, your political belief outside of the game. And when it starts factoring into the game, you know, you lose viewers. And unfortunately, that's what they've chosen to do. And I don't know why. And the NFL did it too. Like, let's leave your politics back home, you know, and let's just pull out your jerseys and your cleats and your sneakers and get it done. Because we all need a break from the BS that's going on in this country. And I literally find a break when I am watching sports.
Well, so, yeah, except when they...
StreamYard like that.
The football, you lost me when they all kneeled. And then at the game when LSU, all the players, their whole entire team left the court when the national anthem came on.
You know what? If you don't like the, if you don't like the national anthem, leave the country. Like, do not be disrespectful to the flag and to the freedoms that it's provided you. So, yes, I do not like the playing field to bring in any type of politics or disrespect to our country, because there are so many people that have lost their lives and fought for our freedoms. Be respectful at the very least to the military that keeps you safe every day. I mean, you kneeling or walking off the court is disgusting. And I will go on record and say it to anybody that is listening that's ever done it. You are deplorable.
I second that. And we're not going down that rabbit hole, because this has been Girls Gone Gritty talking about sports and women in sports getting to the next level. Thank you all for listening. Love you, ladies. Always love chatting it up about sports.
So fun. All right. Make it a great day. Peace out.
Peace
out. I'm so fired up. I'm going to go play hoops.
Woo!
I'm going to go skiing.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Girls Gone Gritty.
You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook.
If this episode hits home, share it with someone who needs to get gritty.
The 3 G's. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.